And she wants to, with her feet, she wants to walk in the Brajaraj, Brajaduli, and remember to walk through the Leela Stalis of Radharani, like Barsana and Giravan, Nidiban, Sevakunj, Jivanapalina, and the footpaths through the Van, different Vans, Rasavan. And that's what she wants to do with her sadhak group and with her monastic group. She's going to meditate on Radharani's lotus feet, and she prays that she'll be blessed with love for Radharani's Pranath. That's the verse we've just been discussing. And so, at this juncture, Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj discusses the point of how to fix, this verse describes fixing and attaching the indriya, the senses, to Radharani. First, we can't do anything if your heart is not into it, your mind is not into it. Because in Sanskrit, the word chitta means mind and also heart. So he says, interesting idea of meditation, as we discussed yesterday. Usually when we think of meditation, we think of the application, use of engagement of our mind, our mental functions. Mental functions are sankalpa and vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. And when it's accepting something, it passes through three stages of consideration called vichar. First is you think about an object, then you feel and think about an object, and then you act on that object. Either act and accept it, that's called sankalpa, or reject it, it's called vikalpa. So basically, by this process, threefold sequence of mental events, of thinking, feeling, and willing, the mind functions on these two directions. Accept, reject. Accept because I don't think it's good, doesn't feel good, I'm not going to act that way. That's called vikalpa. Sankalpa means I think it's good, I feel it's good, and I do it. Like eating pizza. I think it's good. Feels good, smells good, tastes good. I'll eat some right after class. your class really inspired me, Maharaj. Well, what happened? You chanted one lakh rounds and the Giraj Parikrama, meditating and lead all night? No. I call up some guy who came to deliver a pizza to my door. Okay, that's one way to take it. But so the interesting point that Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, I want to meditate dhyanam on the pada. I want to meditate in my heart and hold in the heart and meditate in my heart on the feet of Radharani. Ridyam padam dhyayayat. So may my heart be fixed in meditation on Radharani. So that's where the senses get their energy from. The senses get their shakti from the manas and chitta. Manas means mind and chitta means, well, chitta has different meanings, but chitta means heart. So then you act. So this is what the verse says. He says, I want my feet to, my working senses, my karmendriya of my feet and hands to work and move in the seva Radharani. I want my mind, I want my words, I want my ears. So this idea, this discussion is how to fix the senses on Radharani, beginning with the heart. If your mind's not into it, your heart's not into it, you ain't into it, put it frankly. You're not interested, not going to stick with it, not going to, because even if you only mentally accept something, you would mentally accept today, that's called what?
Sankalpa.
And tomorrow, you leave it, what's that called? So today you take Diksha, And 3 years later, you reject it, goodbye. Or take another guru, and another five. I know one guy has five gurus. First ISKCON, then Guru Govinda Swami, that's two. Then Raimaj is three. And then Nathdas Babaji, four. And Satyanarayan, five. That's good, good deal. I hope he found, hope he found his maker. Hope he found his perfection. He had, apparently he felt he had different degrees of perfection in his different choices, and his final choice, he hoped and prayed, will deliver the perfection that he wants, if he even knows what he wants. That might be a little bit of a doubt in his mind also. That's why he asked Chansulman, and no real creed of Vishwas, strong faith. For conviction, any one person. If you leave, if you get married five times, how much chance is there you get married six times? A big chance. If you have any money, you have any good looks left, you're 65, I am so young. Number six on the way. People are like that also. But usually not devotees, although some devotees are also like that. I can name some, but I won't. May my heart meditate on Radharani's feet as well as her form and lila and guna qualities, nam rup guna lila. My mind is so weak, but however, that's my sankalpa, what I want to do, what I want to fill my mind with. But does my mind agree with that? Does my mind agree with my sankalpa? I'm asking you. Does your mind agree with your sankalpa? 24 hours a day you're fixing Radharani's lotus feet? You're quiet now. No answer though. It took Mon Brata for the rest of Karti. So that's what Nata says, commentary. However, my mind is always restlessly wandering away in Maya. Non-Radha. There's Radha and non-Radha. There's a Radha-free zone and a Radha zone. So your mind can be in a Radha-free zone. There's no Radha in a Radha zone. So he's saying, my mind's all the time wandering away from sweet meditation on Sri Radha. If only I could acquire some ruchi, padma ruchi taste, for Radharani's feet, then I would remain calm and fixed there. Shantiman. Not only my tongue, my hands, my feet, my mind, everything should be engaged. And every other sense as well. What's the great devotee who attained perfection in all nine limbs of bhakti? Ambarish Maharaj. It's described in what canto?
Ninth canto.
His eyes were engaged in seeing the Lord. His feet were engaged in walking to the temple. His mind, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyor. Let my mind always be fixed on the feet of Vishnu, Krishna, Ram. In our case, that's my idea, but Raghunanga's good idea is my mind should be fixed on Radharani. Radharani Seva Ekabhishta, Ekmanabhishta, my only one desired, heartfelt desire is to hold the lotus seat of Radharani in my mind and heart forever. So he said, remember if and but. It comes up a lot, if my mind cooperated, but it doesn't. If my mind was shanti, I could think of Radharani, but it's not. Now what? She's like, what are you going to say now? Going to say, chat and dance? Well, see, that's the answer to everything. Ultimately, that's true. So he's giving an idea we should read these books and meditate on these verses. and try to pray for mercy, and we get a drop of mercy, our mind will get chaito, dharma, and marjana. Chaito means heart, chaito means mind. Let my eyes look at what? Let my eyes look at what? Movies, CDs, Netflix? That's what you want to say when you're trying to control your time. ZTV, what is your mind fixed on? The beautiful sight of?
Radha and his lotus feet.
Oh.
Radha Kund.
You heard of that? You heard of Radha Kund? How many didn't hear? Raise your hand. Acha, where are you living? Shalakun, right? You live in Shalakun? No?
Where is that?
Krishna had one Brahmin. Krishna called, his name was Madhavamangala. His name is Govinda Dasi Maharaj. I call him Bhatu. Krishna called his Brahmin Bhatu. So Bhatu is the name for Joker Brahmins. So Bhatu number one, Bhatu number two. Okay. Let my nose smell the incense offered to Radharani. Let my ears sing. Let my ears hear the singing of Radha's holy names, pastimes, and qualities. Nam, Gun, and Leela. That's what it means to fix the senses on Radharani. That's one point of the verse. Commentary by Sri Anathas Babaji Maharaj. The second comment is Ananya Seva to Radharani. Exclusive service to Radharani includes Govinda. Because oftentimes you'll meet, if you're a follower of Rag Marg and you're a worshiper following the system of Manjri Bhava Upasana. Upasana means method of worship. You're worshiping Krishna by worshiping his primary devotee. That's your predominant focus of your mind and heart and senses. They will criticize or challenge you. What is this? I don't read anywhere in any Purana or any Upanishads or Mahabharata anywhere that the Jivatma is Radha Das. What do we read about the ontological identity of the Jivatma? What do we read? Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. Doesn't say Radha Nitya Das. So then you're wrong. So you're going against Shastra. Haven't you read Bhagavad Gita chapter 16 verse 23?
Yes.
Utsrijya, you're abandoning. Utsrijya. So someone may ask, hey Baba, hey Dasi, why don't you worship Govinda? After all, you're living in Govinda Dham. Govinda Dham, Vrindavan Dham. The sign doesn't say, welcome to the land of Radharani. The sign in Mathura and a sign coming on the way to Vrindavan says, welcome to the land of
Krishna.
Krishna, and we say literally Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's Krishna. Ghanshyam Radhe Radhe, Ghanshyam Radhe Radhe. You think Ghanshyam, you have to think Radharani. That's Radharani gives Krishna's color blue. How is that? Prove that point. What color is Krishna?
Blue.
Dark blue, Shyam.
Yes.
How do you get that color? What makes him dark blue?
Because because of always thinking of
Radharani's eyes. Bogus answer. Oh, you see Radharani. Radharani is gold, by the way. She's not a blackie.
Because, no, he's always absorbed in
what did you show how to do it?
Radharani's eyes are blue.
Radharani's golden. Have you seen any paintings? Can you quote Radhakrishna Gandhi? Stevie got to prove the color of Yashoda's body? It says Shamalavarna. Shamalavarna. Shamalavarna means dark blue like Sham. Did you know that? Yashoda's dark blue. She's not golden like all ISKCON Indian paintings. I-I-double-I-S-double-I-G-M. In Indian, it's called Gaudiya. Double-eyed. All the paintings, except one painting in the last 5,000 years, I've been in this ISKCON. I saw one painting by one Russian artist has some brain, and read some Shastra. But they all have brains, don't get me wrong, they all have brains. But how many read Shastra? Many do. Maybe they don't read very clearly or write Shastra. But there it says, in other places also, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so Rupa Goswami says two times, and two of his prime books, which are Praman for Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, Tapa Siddhanta, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Radha Krishna Gandhi Sivaka, Mother Yashoda Shamala Varna. So if you tell you Priya, she ever has to paint, because she paints anything for everything for everyone. So maybe she paints coward boys. So maybe she also paints baby Krishna, baby and mother Yashoda. So she said no. Because maybe that book is not Russian or whatever. Bhagavad-Sridhasana is Russian. Nectar of Devotion. So it's there, but she's so busy paying Leela. She absorbed in Leela, so she has time to read. She already graduated. You meditate on Leela all day and night, paying Leela. Go back and read the Gita. Huh? Sahino Srinyata Dehi. That's where I'm at, but she's absorbed in Leela. So who's more advanced? Obviously her. That's a fact also. Anyway, I pray for her mercy. That's all I can do. What can I do? When you recognize some fortune somewhere, you pray for a drop of that. That's the response. When you recognize fortune, you have two responses. When you see fortune manifested anywhere and anyone, you can become two ways you can act. You can act envious and spiteful and hateful, or you can act grateful, appreciable, and pray for a drop of that mercy, of their mercy. I like new people come. They come with this look on their face. Like they're getting into some jungle, you know, waiting for some tiger to jump out. They walk in like, it's really funny. I haven't seen him for 35 years. They stay 20 feet, 30 meters away. And sit on the grass. There's all asans everywhere, beds, everything. Sit on the grass. Hey, they don't think I'm going to notice them. I say, hey, you, come up here. They go like this. There they go. This is Indian style. West style, hey. Yeah. They dance like that, and they go like this, they go like that. It's a universal mantra. So, he's describing here the question is, you're not worshipping Govinda, you're worshipping Radharani. So how can you live in Vrindavan and not worship Govinda? So what does the Raga Bhakta Sadaka say to this challenge? He quotes a verse from Radha Sudhanidhi, verse number 142. Radha Ras Sudaniti. Tad Bhavotsava Pram Bhavatu Vitat Pranati Rati. I want to experience this topmost festival of love, Bhavotsav Param Bhavatu, by being situated, by being in a condition of, I want, when I surrender exclusively to Radharani's lotus feet, what will happen? My worship of Govinda will automatically be more successful to me. And give me even more mercy than he gives his own devotees. Prita Swam Bhajato P. This is verse 118 earlier in the same book. 118 and 142 go together. They're part of the defense or Purva Paksha against the challenge that you're not worshiping Govinda. Okay, let's look at what we got here. You're worshiping Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Govinda. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya. That's not it. I'm worshiping Radharani, Radharani. So, who is pleasing Krishna more? You by worshiping Krishna directly, or me by worshiping Radharani? That's what the question, that's how he answered the question. The Acharyas, he's a Mahajana of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Who's the Mahajana of Gaudiya Sampradaya? Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Rupa Goswami says the same thing. Raghunath Das Goswami says the same thing. Jiva Goswami says the same thing. So what's your argument supported by? If I worship Radharani exclusively, Ananya Radha Seva, which means Ananya means unbroken, no other thing, I'll be more successful then if I do Krishna puja, Krishna worship, chant Govinda till my head falls off. And Krishna will give me more mercy than he gives you. So, there. Oh, excuse me, I talked to the wrong guy here. I'll go pick on some other Manjari Baba guy. You're too tough. I'll knock on some weak new guy, you know. Rather, since Radharani, so think of it this way, you're trying to attain Radharani, the other guy doesn't care. He's good with Radharani. International Society for? No, that's not the name of the society. That's your own one-man society. International Society for? Krishna Consciousness. Krishna. Well, here at Radhakund we have the intergalactic. you're from nation to nation. What is that? Sarkar? What? Rashtriya? What? Antarashtriya? What?
Antarashtriya.
International in Hindi and Sanskrit. Antarashtriya. Rashtriya means many governments, countries, and anta means everyone, all this stuff. So you're international. Our society, intergalactic. Our society, intergalactic society for Radha consciousness. Where do you find it? You find it from the bottom of the universe in Pataloka, because Narada Muni goes there and liberates everyone there by chanting Radha Nam. And you'll find it all the way, Bhurloka, Swaloka, Swargaloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tavaloka, Satyaloka. Siloka, Vaikuntha, Yodhidam, Dwarkadam, Mathura, and you'll find my intergalactic society all the way from Pataloka to Goloka. You have branch, you're going to tell me you have branch offices on Pataloka? You want to go there and preach? You have branch offices on Swarga? I don't think you'll be doing much preaching. You might be doing some reaching. Preaching, take out the P. Take the P out of preaching, what do you have?
Preaching.
So at Sunday feast, the temple president tells you to preach to all the new guests. So this Brahmachari always sits next to pretty girls. So one time I asked him, I said, I have one question I want to ask you. We asked everyone to preach to newcomers. I'm very happy you're not afraid to preach to strangers. But how is it, or why is it, that when you sit down to preach, it's always a pretty girl? And I have a question. Are you preaching or are you reaching? And try to figure out what that means. It wouldn't take long, I don't think. So he was too shy to answer. So I don't really know. They got married next year. That is the conclusion of his Brahmachari life. Here today, God tomorrow. Hi, bye. So we're trying to attain Radharani. So how hard is it to attain Radharani? Another self. Radharani is very hard for even Krishna to attain. And how will Krishna attain Radharani? Because it's very hard. How will he attain it? By the mercy of Manjaris. Manjari Kriva Kijai, Kinkari Kriva KK, Kinkari Kriva Kijai. So he's not going to go to some Krishna Bhakta, Govinda Bhakta. You can have one corner Goloka, and you sit there with a little Diya Gopal, bathe him in Yamuna water, do puja, pick some fruits, do puja. But you won't get anywhere near Radharani. You won't get anywhere near Radha and Krishna. You won't get anywhere near Rasa, Julia, Holy, Varsana. You have your place. We'll give you a place. A little tree, one tree with a seaside view of the Yamuna, riverbank villa, beautiful villa with some made of bamboo reeds and some mud and some straw. And you pick some fruits and eat some durva grass. And you live in Goloka to your Govinda Bhajan. Bhavatu, all glories. I'm busy dancing, Ras dance, swinging and jeweling, and singing bhajans and worshiping Radha Krishna. We're doing Radha Krishna Yuga Bhajan. Govinda will always need me. Everyone says, oh, Krishna, give me your mercy. Krishna, Kriva Karo, Kriva Karo. Varvara Kriva Karo. Saranagati Prabhu, Saranagati Prabhu. What is our mantra? Radhe Radhe Kriva Karo, Krishna Nam Java Rasa Piyo. Radhe Radhe Kriva Karo, Krishna Nam Ras Piyo Karo. Oh, Radharani, give me your mercy, and then I can be able to taste the name of Krishna without your mercy. Because how does Radharani's mercy give you a taste of the holy name? How? I'm sorry, forgive me. Most people teach you facts and figures. I try to teach you how to think, based on what you studied and read. Okay, let's rewind it. What is a taste? Is it a taste? I'm talking ruchi, taste. Nam ras, nam ruchi, taste or chanting name. So I said, only if you get the mercy of Radharani, you get taste or holy name. No one has an answer. Everyone's doing Mahabrata today, it looks like. I didn't know. Today's a Moni Avasya. Oh, that was a Magh Minor. The day before my birthday. Everyone's being silent to show respect. I was falling about silence to respect my job. Then they say, party, woo! Break yourself out of silence with a cake and chat crazy and go crazy. So the question remains unanswered by the Moni Bratis here. How to go to some audience of bhaktas, you know, yogi, How is Radharani's mercy required to get Nam Ruchi? That's the internet. We got a worldwide audience of 10 people.
Association of advanced devotees, Uttamadhikari Mahabhagavat Nitya Siddhi.
Where's Radharani there?
They have in the heart.
Who?
The people who are.
Name one.
Who are on that level?
What? Who?
Who are on that level?
Well, the name who are on that level. You seem to have an idea there are somebody on that level. I can give you a name. Premananda Sharan Das Ji Maharaj. Vaishnavada Vinod Hari, Hari Charan Das Babaji. I can give you a name of many people on that level. So don't avoid the question, that's the wrong answer. I'll ask you one more time, I'll answer, because, you know, we're wasting time. But that's what we do over here. Give you 45 minutes to be entertained or sleep. Better you sleep, you get better, more benefit. Maybe. Laughing increases your appetite, you're not eating that much for karti. So you get all fired up, you can't eat. Oh, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just straight, you're just grabbing straws, you know. Who said? Show me a praman. Quiet. Taste means pleasure, happiness, joy. Pleasure means ladini shakti. Alad. Alad in Sanskrit means joy, pleasure. So without a touch of ladini shakti, there will never ever be nam ruchi, nam ras. We talk about nam ras, nam ruchi. That means the presence of Radharani is manifested in your holy name. How is it manifest? In one word, Hare. If Hare is chanted properly, you'll be able to get Nam Ras, because Hare is, why is Hare first? It doesn't say Krishna Hare, Krishna Hare. Hare comes first no matter how you twist the mantra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare comes first. Because without Shakti, you can't get Shakti Man. So what do you want from Shakti Man? Shakti Man is Krishna, Bhagavan, Purusha, Adi Purusha, Param Purusha. You want the Rushi of his name, you want the Rasa of his name, you have to get the Kripa Radharani by chanting her name first correctly. If you don't chant Radha Raman's name or Krishna's name correctly, if you chant Radharani's name, you'll get success. So that's what Ananda Swami is telling. Without the mercy of Radharani, you can't get the mercy of Krishna. So you're jumping up and down till your hair stands on end, beating a drum for Govinda Bhajan, Govinda Nam, Govinda Seva. And we're quietly going on. Radhe, Radhe, Jampe Karo, Krishna Nam, Rasa Pie Karo. It's a Hindi Bhajan, but it's philosophically correct. Understand the point? Since Radharani is hard to attain even for Krishna, Govinda will always need the help of the mantris to get Radharani's mercy. Like, you can ask the question, how do you get the Guru's mercy? You can get it directly or by pleasing his best disciples. Love me, love my dog. Is that, I don't know why that phrase. Love my cat. That's better. But even still, what's the connection between a cat and a dog and a guru? Maybe a lot of connection, but hopefully not. Gurus can be catty, be doggish. Hopefully they're like Paramahansas. Gurus should be Paramahansa. Not just a swan, but a transcendental swan. Para means transcendental, hamsa, paramahamsa. In other words, among all swans, there's one special swan, that's a paramahamsa. It's called Rajahamsa. It's in the Mukundamala Stotram by King Kulakshetra. He talks about Manasa Rajahamsa. The mind is the king of all swans, it can be. Pure mind attached to Bhagavan Sri Krishna becomes a Paramahamsa man, Manasa Rajahamsa. This verse quoted in Prabhupada's verse book is from Mukundamala Sutra by king, South Indian king from, I don't know, Tamil Nadu, probably, whatever, they're all from, that's the only state that anybody breathes out there. Kerala and there, I guess, Kerala. I always hear more Tamil Nadu. Mostly Tamil Nadu has a lot of great Brahmins and Murtis. And Tamil Nadu is like a brain state of India. Bengal is also very smart. Fish is good for your brain. They eat a lot of fish in South India. But just by guna and karma, Tamil Nadu is full of Brahmins and Balaji and all kinds of things. It's a good thing we have that state. Otherwise India would be in a bad state. So Krishna will need a Manjari's mercy. Was not thus say, I don't need Krishna, Krishna needs me. Now, wow! Imagine your guru says, I don't need Krishna, Krishna needs me. They go meet somebody, because somebody will hear this, some neophyte, unsophisticated, ass backwards bhakta, will go meet somebody preaching, and said, I don't need Krishna, I just need Radharani. He'll get smacked in the face by a Gopal bhakta. Get a black eye. Say, well, this way you need. Yeah, I agree. You need that. You need this also. Jai Gopal. Wait, what's your defense to my argument? I'll come back in a week. I got to lift some weights. Okay, right. Oh God. It's taken out of context. That's what the devotees do all the time. They see one sloka and one page, one sentence, one sloka. Of all Prabhupada's books, it says that man can have more than one wife. And so he said, Prabhupada said, man can have more than one wife. He must have said it because he said it somewhere. But that's the overall teaching of all the books come to that conclusion? No. It's monotheistic. One wife, one husband, everything else in his books, the lectures, and his own example. He wanted two, and his father said no. He was married to Radharani. His wife's name was Radharani. He wanted one Chandali. His father says, okay, but she has the wrong name. Your wife will like her. I don't know what his proposal was. It's in Lilamrita. Probably asked his father, Gauramahade, Dad, I'm feeling a little restless and not happy with my wife. I want to get another one. He said, now it's Krishna's blessing. It'll help you in your spiritual life. So he refused his request. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had minimum two wives, maybe three or four. I know he had two wives for sure, maybe more. He had 14 children. So he also had a few wives, I guess. Spread out the mercy. So here the word in the sloka, Bhavotsava, means Manjari Bhav. That's a very clever idea. Chaitanya Acharya is Sita Shastra. This is, for everybody else, is a Sanskrit word, the Festival of Bhav. That's someone who knows Sanskrit, but doesn't know tattva or ras. So to understand sloka, you need tattva vichara, rasa vichara, and sahitya, and vyakaran, and tradition. What's the Sanskrit word for tradition? Like cultural tradition. I don't mean parampara, I mean tradition. My father did this, every Brahmin's been doing this for 10,000 years. Where's himself? It's tradition. A parampara is about philosophy and guru shishya. There's a word in Hindi or Sanskrit for tradition. What are these ways? This is our traditional way of cooking. You can't show it in Shastra.
Sampradaya.
I don't know. You go check out your Hindi dictionary. Homework. Your account, you don't want to have your accounts wrong at the end of the day. Now you have a missing account. unaccounted account. Report tomorrow to head CPA. Me. The Manjis love Krishna. Why? Why the Manjis love Krishna? Do they love Krishna?
Yes.
Oh, glad you finally came to that point. Took you 2 years to accept that he's okay, you know. Why? Because why is the Manjis love Krishna?
He's the lover of our Swami Lila.
Yeah, that's right. Very nice way to say it also. And that just explains it differently. But we love Krishna, Manjis love Krishna, because he's connected to Radharani. Yours is more direct and more emotional and forceful. This is more blasé and like, yeah, well, yeah, he's connected. Yeah. We know he has some connection to Radharani. He's my lover, my Swami. That's very intimate, very accepting. That's assuming that Radharani is accepting his love, which she doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
Your definition is not really complete. It's too narrow. It's correct, but it's too narrow. You have to broaden your definition, because a narrow definition is not a good definition. A proper definition is a broad definition. There's never in the history of Sanskrit or philosophy or bhakti tattva no one's given a better definition of what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Uttam Bhakti, than Sri Rupa Goswami. Param Pran, Vyasadeva described Uttam Bhakti. Sarva Pari Vinir Muktam Tavra Vinir Muktam Rishikesha. Bhakti Rishikesha, he defined bhakti there, very general. Free from designation, free from varna ashram designation, free from upadis. And so that verse is quoted in Bhakti Rasa Sinha by Rupa Goswami. But Lord Chaitanya glorified, and all the Goswamis glorified Rupa Goswami for finding ideal, foolproof, 100% unidirectional, perfect definition of Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti. That's why he calls his bhakti Uttam Bhakti. There's no higher bhakti. And this definition, he has a perfect exemplar of that definition. He gave the verse in Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, Mangala Charan, verse 11. Tijardo. Well, again, he was sleeping. Wake up. Anyam Bhakti Uttama. Uttama Bhakti. So we should memorize that verse and know it. And I gave class, 1 hour classes for 10 days. I gave Karti classes on Nectar of Devotion. No, Bhakti Rasa Sindhu by Bhana Swami. I gave one set of classes on Nectar of Devotion, one on Bhakti Rasa Sindhu. So I gave 7, 8, or 10 day class every day, 1 hour, just to explain the definition of that verse. Karti, some year, I don't know, way back when, 2008, 6. So now he quotes, the Manjis only love Krishna, why?
Because he's connected.
Because yes, Radha is Krishna Sambandha. Krishna Sambandha means connection with Krishna. Do we have connection with Krishna? Yes, by what? By eternal ontological identity. Chivera Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. Okay, I'm eternally designated as Krishna Das. That's nice. Well, I'm going to be Radha Dasi. Is there a difference between Radha Krishna? No. One is Shakti, one is Shaktiman. One is Ladini, one is Samvit and Sandini. So all these Shaktis make Sringarati, all these three Shaktis make Antaranga Shakti, all these three Shaktis make Swarup Shakti, and Swarup Shakti is where Bhakti originates, where Bhakti ends up. And it's through bond relationship with Swarup Shakti, Radha and Krishna. Rupa Goswami concludes this Anandas Bhavati is such a genius now. He knows the Goswami books like he knows your fingertips, you know. Okay, now this verse, because he's given classes giving full 1 month classes on Chaturbhuja, and he has thousands of Bengali texts and all these lectures. And so, Chaturbhuja is one poem from Stavali by Rupa Goswami. Everyone has Stavali as part of reading, Stavali, Stavamala. Rupa Goswami wrote Stavamala. Mala means a collection of writings, small writings, Stavamala. Stavali means a row of a series of small writings. First, when Rupa Goswami's book was written, it was called Stavali. And it was called, when Jiva Goswami collected these writings and gave name to both of them. Rupa Goswami didn't sit down and write a book, Stavamala. Raghunath Das Goswami didn't sit down and write a book called Stavali. Did you know that? They're poets, they're kavis, they're rasiks. They love someone. So if you love someone, what do you write? Love poems. Never heard of love poems? Don't know love poems? Don't know Mirabai? She wrote poetry to her lover, Giridhari Lal, Draugadish. So her beloved is Gopal, Giriraj, Krishna, and Radharani. So he wrote all kinds of poems everywhere, here and there. And Rupa Goswami, after he left, Jiva Goswami, he was in charge of all the writings of the six Goswamis. They left them all with him. He was much 50 years younger than them. So then he read, oh, here's one poem we put here. Here's us. He had a whole stack of them. He published them, he gave a book. So first he called Rupa Goswami Stavamala, then he called Raghunath Das Stavamala. So the Vaishnava said, which one's which? We got confused. Give it a new name. So he republished it as Stavali for Raghunath Das. That's history of these books, as Guru told me. Gurus know a lot of stuff, you know. That's why they're gurus. Guru means heavy with knowledge. Heavy also, just watch out. Karana Mahur Artie Param Tava Vrindavana Chakravartini. What does Chakravarti mean?
Emperor.
Emperor. Akbar is called the Chakravarti of India. It was called whatever the Muslims call India. I don't know what they call it. What do they call India?
Hindustan.
He was a Hindustan Chakravarti. Wasn't a Brahmin, he was a Muslim emperor, Akbar. So Chakravarti means emperor, not king is a small, Raj is a punk, you know. Guy's tired. Got up early. So Raja is a little king, but the emperor has hundreds of kings working for him.
Yes.
He takes money from each one. If they don't do their job and give money, bye bye. Off of your head. So many Hindu kings surrendered to Akbar and said, don't beat us up. Don't beat us up. Don't steal our queens. Don't break our house down, our palace. How much you want? Well, give me this one. Okay, gold, diamond, silver, money, gold, 1,000 million gold coins. They paid them all because they were zillionaires. Hindu kings were zillionaires. They had ivory chairs and crystal tables and unbelievable opulence. I don't know where they came up with all this stuff, where they found all this stuff. Diamond beds, bed made of diamonds, covered with mattresses, of course. As far as you could imagine, opulence they had, inconceivable opulence. Had a gold pot, that's not enough. It's a whole outside of the pot is covered with rubies and emeralds. Those two most costly diamonds. Yeah, big ones. One costs 100 lakhs, you know. This is just a bathing pot. Swaha. They were rich. The Muslim emperors
and British royalty came here, their eyes fell out of their head. And they saw the palaces, opulence, the castles, whatever they call it, palace, whatever.
Forts
and palaces of the Hindu kings. They were the richest country in the entire universe, frankly. When people were seeing Hindu kings, opulence was like seeing Indraloka. Everything was stolen, all the palace walls were lined with jewels. You go to Rajasthan, Mewar, I went to Mewar, north of Jaipur, 5 hours, where Mewar, different cities, Mewar king. You see a palace, all the little holes in all the walls. They chipped out all the jewels. It looks like just some red, yellow sandstone, red sandstone. Look at little, like, pock marks, you know. Some parts really smooth and little. I said, what's that? Those are all jewels. Usually cheap kings would have oil lamps in the hallway. Like medieval England and castles. At nighttime they go around, the slaves would go around and light the oil lamps. So oil lamps are burning, like a torch, like a candle. So that's low class, stinks. Looks terrible, smells bad. But the same thing, the light up the place, you use Suryakant money. Suryakant money means jewel that gives off sunshine. Chandrakant money is a stone that gives off moonshine. Called Chandrakant. Kanti means effulgence. Kanti, Tata Kanchana. That means gold. Kanti means effulgence, Jyoti. These called Chandrakanti run, Chandrakanti money, Suryakanti money. They're describing Vedas. Climbs all over the walls. One wall is 20,000 jewels. I went, I saw my own eyes. I took a tour guide. Most people walk around by themselves, pay 500 rupees to get a tour guide. You guys are packed with knowledge. We had a group of us, I said, let's get a tour guide, find out what's going on. Those guys are so smart. They know the whole everything, history, everything. So you wonder why I'm so crazy about India, because it's such a glorious fest. Now it's hell. Now India and Singapore and Beijing and London and France and New York City are all one. There's no debate anymore, no difference. But I want this, it's one thing to be like everybody else, but it's another thing to be like everybody else, have a fantastically glorious past. I'll close my class by this quote translation. O Queen of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami says in Chhatri Pushpanjali, O Queen of Vrindavan, one of the thousand names are on Vrindavan Chakravartini. Martini, it sounds like vodka. Martini. Not Martini, Chakravartini, Tini, Chakra, Vartini. What does Vartini mean? There's two words together, Chakravartini. It means the power of your chakra goes all over the place. Something like that. Vartman means walking, means territory, means Vartini means your chakra is ruling this vast territory. Chakra represents what? Chakra represents what? Power. Any kind of chakra. Go into chakra, Surajan. Chakra, because what does it do? What is a chakra? Chakra is a time factor. There's 360 spokes in a chakra. 360 spokes, division of time. 60 minutes times 60 minutes is 360, it's like this. It's 3,000, so it's 360 degrees of time. So a chakra has 360, so whatever this time, somebody throws a chakra means they take away your life. You're supposed to live to be 80 years, have 80 years lifespan. If I throw a chakra in your head, you're dead, you're 25. So my chakra represents the end of your life, which means the end of your time. I finished your time. Hey, wait, don't come ahead of me. I have to live 60 more years. Sorry. Time to get liberated. So that's Radharani. Vrindavan Chakravartini. Some people worship something else, ends with Tini. And some people worship Chakravarti, Bhagavan, Krishna, Ram Chakravarti. But we worship Vrindavan Chakravartini. Sounds like Italian words, don't I? Mussolini, Martini. Chakravartini. We were. My string straight up, forget how to word, how to spell the word. Chakravartini. Martini, she had your time. She had the time your auto accident. You drink too many, your martini will finish your time. Boom, crash. Vrindavan Chakravarti saying, oh, Vrindavan Chakravarti, imagine see Rai. Oh, Vrindavan Chakravarti, what? Shut up. I'm Vrindavan Ishri. I'm Swami. What is it? Get out of here. But officially, that's her official title. But the Manjis don't usually call her that. Rupa Goswami's glorifying about her Mahima, her greatness. Did you know? Did you know Radharani's not just a queen? Thousands of queens. There's only one Chakravartini. A Chakravartini is in charge of millions of queens. Who is the Chakravartini of Dwarka?
Satyabhama.
What did I ask? Who is the Chakravartini of Dwarka? Hello? Clean your ears, you got too much beer, bear's wax. You're still on honey, you got a bunch of beeswax fell in your ears. I didn't say Vrindavan. That's too stupid a question.
She's everywhere.
Oh, now you're bluffing. It's called waffling. It's philosophical like a waffle. Waffles are two-sided bread or toast or something. You put this side and toaster cookies both sides, called waffle. You put maple syrup on it and whipped cream and all good stuff in it. It's really good. I've had one 50 years. I don't mind having one with that, but you have to have a waffle oven, a waffle thing, you know. You put it on. It's like a
toaster.
It's a toaster thing. So I said Dwarka, not Vrindavan. Radharani doesn't leave Vrindavan, dear. So she doesn't have any influence on Dwarka, dear. Vrindavana Prichaja Ekam Padam Nagachati. That's for Krishna and Radharani. Krishna doesn't go, Radharani doesn't go. So again, the question. Who's the Chakravartini of Vrindavan?
Radharani.
Who's the Chakravartini of Dwarka? Anybody have a brain today? Okay, let me make it simple. Who's the first queen of Krishna?
Rupini.
Okay, now I'll put the piece together so you get the string question. See, if you pick up, put the two pieces of puzzle together, the answer is zero question. So that being said, who is the Chakravartini of Dwarka?
Rupini,
correct. He said, Deva Babaji, Panaji Maharaj, said, Satyabhama. That's also true, but she's only the Chakravartini of Dwarkaji's heart. So you're right. But it's a limited Chakravartini. In charge is Rukmini, everybody and everything. And Krishna also. Krishna described in Bhagavatam as henpecked. Henpecked means, I don't know what it means, actually. I was never a chicken, I don't know what's going on with that. There's rooster and hen. Who's the rooster? Rooster is the male, hen is the leg wallow. Yeah. So let's recap what we said, seriously. So the Chakravartini at Dwargadi's heart is Satyabhama. But, so that's understood everywhere by Rasa Vichar and Shastra Vichar. But the Chakravartini at Dwarga, as Radharani is the queen, one only queen of Vrindavan, and any holy dham of all queens of any holy dham, Radharani is the topmost queen. And of all the queens in Dwarka, the topmost Chakravartini is Rukmini. I pray for your mercy again and again, so I once become happy. I'm praying to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari is praying to Radharani. Please be merciful to me. Well, what I want to do is your mercy. What I want to do is your mercy. Because then, if I get your mercy, I may become the object of Krishna's flattering prayers. That was Manjari saying, Radharani, make me qualified to be flattered by your boyfriend. Your boyfriend's always showering with flattery. So I'm praying, I want to get some of that too. You always get flattered, I want some too. Why are you always... Okay, Manjari, don't whip and cry. You'll get flattered, I'll arrange for you. You get good flattery. Tell me how it happened. What happened? I will be your maidservant, Radharani, and when you're angry with Krishna, you'll have... So he's not... Even Manjari is not praying for Krishna's flattery, although Krishna does it all the time, without even being asked or required, because he's trying to get his ulterior motive to use that Manjari, like usual. Men are always using girls for something. Selfishly. So he wants to use a Manjari to get his Radharani. So he thought, oh, you're so cute, you're so sweet. Okay, Tambal Babrasadi, is that good? Yeah, go in the right direction, keep talking. I get some Burfi Babrasadi. Yeah, that's good, good now. Some Kheer Babrasadi, yeah, okay, what do you want? This is the deal, first pay. Give me the Tambal, give me the Burfi, give me the Kheer. Okay. Okay, what do you want? Okay, I'll try. I said I'd try. So, oh, Dayavati. Dayavati. Oh, merciful girl. Please. Who are you saying now? Oh, Sundari. Oh, merciful one. Please. I don't follow what's going on. That makes sense. Oh, Sundari, oh, merciful one, that makes sense. Please, your Swami for me, so that the fire separates from her. Well, okay. So the Manjari is praying to two personalities here. Manjari is praying to Radharani to make arrangements for Krishna. She's praying that she wants to be flattered by Radharani. And then she's praying to Krishna, hey, when your Swami, please make your Swami happy for me so the fire of my separation from Radharani will be extinguished. So Radharani hasn't been able to meet Radharani. Why? I asked a question. What was my question? What was my question? You're sleeping. Sometimes the Manjari is separated from Radharani, so she wants Krishna to help her to meet with Radharani. He wants her to help him. So why is the Manjari separated from Radharani? Guys are so dull, man. You stay up one night, you sleep for four more. You're still sleeping. Jagran was 3 days ago. I also say, but I haven't seen for the last 3 days. Sleep in class, sleep every time. See in Gurukul, teaching, sleeping.
Because Manjari got
sick. No, Ram, beep. Radharani's locked up in Yavat. No entry. Nobody comes in. Strict words of Ja-ti-la. I ain't letting nobody in this house. They're all... I can't trust anybody. Lita, Kundalata, they're all they all cheated me. That happens sometimes. Now the Mantri's praying. So Mantri's saying, please, Krishna, be nice or make her happy. And Krishna said, why? I don't want to meet her. If you make her happy, then she'll figure out somehow to get out of the house and meet you. Then as soon as you get out of the house, I'll run next door and walk her to the Tunja to meet you. A preference for Radharani over Krishna is called Bhavalasrati, is described in Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 5, Part 2. And a strong feeling of mindness, mamata, towards Radharani. The Manjis love Krishna only because he connects. Well, I'm backing up a wrong paragraph here. Very nice here, I guess. Then, Krishna, you please. Radharani, that make me happy. So will be our love for Govinda in the festival of Radha's Bhav. So our festival, our love for Krishna, is our absorbing ourselves in love for Radharani. This is the greatest aspiration for a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Are you a Gaudiya Vaishnava? I ask you. Hello out there. Are you anyone out there a Gaudiya Vaishnava? Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitai Gaur, Sitanath, Vrindavan, Navadri Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, Rath Yatra, Nam Kirtan, Akanda Kirtan, Kirtan Mela. Anyone a Gaudiya Vaishnava? If you are, then the greatest desire, greatest aspiration for you is to become full, absorbed in the Bhava Utsav, Radha Bhava Utsav, the festival of love for Radharani. Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Sham.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev.